Investigators who are looking into last Thursday's bombing say they have one very important tool at their disposal. Britain is full of security cameras. They are in airports, buses, schools, shopping malls, and office buildings. Civil rights groups complain about the invasion of privacy, but many Britons see them as a necessary evil. NPR's Jim Zeroli reports.
In 1992, 2-year-old Jamie Bulger disappeared from a shopping mall in northern England. He was later found murdered. The only evidence police had was a grainy security camera photo of Jamie being led away by two people. Peter Fry is director of the CCTV Users Group.
What happened was the police measured the relative height of Jamie Bulger with his abductors and for the first time realized that they weren't dealing with adult abductors. They were dealing with two other children. And that totally changed the focus of their investigation.
Fry believes the murder, which led to the arrest of two 10-year-old boys, made many Britons appreciate closed-circuit TV cameras' use in crime-solving. And over the next 2 years, the British government began pouring money into a huge network of cameras. Today, Fry says about 2 million cameras are posted around Britain, most owned by private businesses and companies.
The UK has 10, 20 times more than any other country in terms of public area surveillance. If you go to London Heathrow, or if you arrive at London Heathrow, you will be watched by some camera every single step you take throughout the whole airport.
Police say they've used security cameras to solve numerous crimes. In 1999, a series of pub bombings rocked London. Using security camera tape, police deduced that one bomb had been placed in a bag. Then they found tape from another camera showing a man entering the pub with a bag. His picture was broadcast on TV, eventually leading to an arrest. Andy Trotter of the British Transport Police says the cameras help prevent crimes, too.
One of the reasons the IRA gave up bombing central London because they kept seeing themselves on film at the Old Bailey. They'd realised you cannot move around London without being picked up on a camera.
But some critics question how much protection the cameras really provide. A University of Leicester study found no evidence that the cameras had lowered crime in Britain. Gareth Crossman of the civil rights group Liberty says it's all too easy for criminals to put on a baseball cap and keep their faces out of the camera's range. He also says there are privacy concerns.
The problem is that because there isn't any real legislation to prevent this happening, you do hear about stories of cameras being placed in totally inappropriate places and all sorts of people having access to footage and footage being misused as well.
In one case, a camera caught a police officer talking a man out of suicide. Crossman says the police force later turned the footage over to a TV network. In fact, the CCTV Users Group has a code of standards that bars the release of footage in such cases, but privacy advocates say stricter government regulation is also needed. Advocates admit that cameras have become so common that the battle against them is essentially lost. Polls show that many Britons tolerate and even like the cameras. People such as Matthew Shandley, who was waiting for a friend on a street corner near Trafalgar Square today.
Cameras are a good thing. It improves security.
Does it bother you at all that anywhere you walk in a place like central London, a camera is going to be watching you?
No, it doesn't really bother me, no, because I'm not up to no good. It's the people that are up to no good that have got to worry about that.
Advocates insist Britons are more uneasy about the cameras than the polls suggest. But it's also true that for many people, the events of last Thursday have also underscored their value. Police are now pouring through more than 2,000 tapes taken from cameras in and around the bomb sites. They say reviewing them will take weeks. At least one of them, they say, should eventually provide some clue to the bombers' identities. Jim Zeroli, NPR News, London.